Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's spring election is tomorrow. Voters will be choosing a Supreme Court justice and voting yes or no on a question to eliminate the office of state treasurer. The polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. To find out where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. Randy Bryce, who is running to replace Paul Ryan, raised over $2 million in the three-month period that just ended. And the dam on the Milwaukee River in Estabrook Park is in the process of being demolished. The job is scheduled to be completed by May 1st. Okay, here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee police are asking for your help in locating an 11-year-old girl who ran away from home last Wednesday. Ramia Jarvis was last seen near 57th and Center. She is described as African-American, about 5'4", with a medium build and black hair in a ponytail. Anyone with information is asked to call Milwaukee police at 414-935-7405. And the Bucks lost to the Nuggets in overtime last night, 128-125. Okay, here's read number two. I should say read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A new group lobbying Wisconsin state lawmakers to relax environmental laws has strong Republican ties, according to a story in the Journal Sentinel. The Natural Resource Development Association is funded by mining companies, including a Canadian company that supported a law passed last year that overturned a moratorium on sulfide mining. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Local companies that are interested in participating in the construction of the Foxconn factory are invited to an information session in Sturtevant tomorrow. The session will run from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Fountain Hall on Durand Avenue. The session is free, but advance registration is required at wisconvalley.wi.gov. And today is opening day at Miller Park. The parking lot opens at 10:10. The gates to the ballpark open at 11:10, and the first pitch is at 1:10. The Brewers are undefeated so far at 3-0. Okay, and here is the weather forecast. Increasing clouds this afternoon and then rain and snow likely tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, rain likely, windy with highs in the upper 30s. For Wednesday, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, breezy with highs only in the low 30s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.